105.5. The Denny Schaefer Show.
All right, it's Tuesday. Dr. D is back at her original time. She'll be coming in here shortly. So if you have any problems, any issues, you want to give us an update on advice you took from her, get ready to call the show at 419-240-1055. Mostly cloudy today with light showers, possible early high in the 50s. And then tonight there could be some storms, but it's south of Toledo, so none of us live there, so we're good. Sorry. And high of, low of 38 tonight. Or no, wait a minute. No, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is only 47. We're at 56 now at the Q. Back to the phones we go. It's Monica. Hello, Monica. You're on the Q. What'd you want to say?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am.
Yeah, it's always better to not be on a speaker because our equipment is from 1986.
Maybe she's driving.
But we can make it out, but it's better for everybody else. But what'd you want to say, Monica?
Well, how did you start watching This Is Us?
Well, it just seemed like it was everywhere I turned around. I kept hearing about this show, so I went on demand, and I watched the pilot yesterday and then the second show.
Okay, great, yes. I'm glad because it's such a well-written show. And when you said if you had to go on a desert island and you only had one movie or show to take with you, what would it be? Hands down, that's what I thought of first.
Well, but if it's only one show, that would mean one episode over and over and over again. Oh. Now, if we got to watch, you know, the seasons and all that, yeah, I would watch that show because all the range of emotions you're going to feel from laughter to tears to, I mean, everything. And it's very well done, and I'm hooked.
You will find that Kevin, the one triplet, is he tends to change during the episodes, and he becomes very, very endearing and caring.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah, I felt the same way you did about Kevin initially, where I was like, he's the only one I'm kind of indifferent about. But as the season progresses, you start seeing him being just.
Oh, I like them all.
Flawed and human.
But I like Randall the best.
Yeah, Randall's cool.
And William, his dad is the coolest.
That dude's a good actor too. I mean, the acting is what makes that show so good. It's so entertaining. Yeah. I can't wait. I got to find some time today so
Randall's
I can watch more.
Randall's wife is just
the
best.
She's a babe. Yeah.
But Milo Ventimiglia is the dad of the triplets.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Yeah, he's from Gilmore Girls.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't watch that show. That sounds like a chick thing.
And when you think about it, all three of these, well, the two of the triplets that survived are what you call Super Bowl babies because they were conceived at the night the Pittsburgh Steelers won.
Okay, now you're spoiling it for me. I am not that far along in the damn show. And you're on a crappy, sucky sounding speakerphone.
No, you're killing me,
Monica.
Spoilers. Don't spoil it.
I set that way in my new car. So.
Well, I knew they were Steeler fans because the opening scene, he's got the terrible towel across his junk.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Monica.
Okay,
gotta go.
Enjoy.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. It's always better to call on a handheld phone.
Yeah.
The best way to call is on a landline, but nobody's got those anymore.
I forgot that he put the terrible towel over his junk. That's right.
It's one of the first things you see in the
show. Oh, my gosh. I forgot that.
See, so I am such a Steeler fan. I'm like, I love the show already.
Yeah.
Starting out great. And
do you have a terrible towel?
It was his birthday, and he wanted his birthday nookie, and she's about ready to pop with three kids. And he still wants his birthday dance and the sex, as most men do.
They don't care if you...
Just be there. That's all you got to do.
Speaking of that, 28 hours of labor, and Samantha turned out okay. She's 26 today, so happy
Isn't
birthday to my girl.
Oh, well, way to go. Way to do what you were put on this earth to do. 28 hours of labor.
Yes,
nice job.
I hold that over her head as long as possible. And
seriously?
I tell her it was well worth it. No, I don't really do that. But yeah.
Yeah,
no,
but how quick
hours
were you?
Later.
Now, listen, that's twice now since you've been here. You mentioned... Off air, you mentioned how many hours labor, and now you're on the air, and it's like, is this like some kind of chick prideful badge of honor? Because 28 hours of labor, I'll bet you there's women out there going, Trisha, kiss my fanny. How about 48 hours of labor?
Oh, I want to hear those stories.
And 3 hours of hard pushing.
Yeah. Oh, I had my hard pushing to boot.
What's because you were doing it wrong?
I know.
Because when the second kid came out, what happened?
She stuck around.
The second kid came out.
He was about 18 hours.
Right. But how about the pushing part when it was time to push? I bet he came right out. Why? Because you knew what you were doing.
Have you seen his head?
He does have a big head. He does. Giant nugget.
Anyway. No, the reason I'm focusing on that is because this morning I was thinking, wow, right around this time I gave birth to Samantha. And I was thinking, I couldn't remember how many hours it was. I thought it was 26, and I thought, oh, isn't that ironic? 26 hours of labor, and she turns 26. And
no, then, you said 28 hours.
I know, and that's when Dan said,
don't steal 2 hours from yourself.
I know, exactly. That's when Dan said,
that's like a
it's 28, honey. It was 28.
Mom thing. 28 hours.
So, yeah, I wear that badge proudly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, epidural's your friend. Let's break Dr. D next. Q 105.5.
Broadcasting